Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 850. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to send me a question, come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your question, just dial 61-I-LOVE-OHD. About a month ago, I actually started a new position. I'm an assistant professor at California State University, San Bernardino. There, I teach nutrition and other health classes for students who hope to get into the health professions as a career. I also hold two other faculty positions at higher education institutions. As far as my education goes, I have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. And my training as an exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine is going to be really important for today's question especially. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Naomi. I am from London, UK. My question is regarding exercising. I've really gotten into exercising over the past year. More recently, I've got to the stage where I'm not really looking to gain muscle, but I still want to make working out a challenge and build strength. I get kind of confused when I look at things about rep ranges and sets. What would your advice be?
Thank you for your question, Naomi from London. I'm actually trying to plan a trip to the UK next summer. I was in London back in, 1998, but I'm hoping to go back. I had a wonderful time. This time around, I want to visit Northern Britain. I want to see Ireland and Wales and Scotland. In 1998, I didn't get to visit Stonehenge even, or as one of my adult family members calls it, Stonehedge. I guess she pictured it as a hedge made of stone. I'm thinking if she visited the site, she would be pleasantly surprised, you know, that it's not just a sculpture of some shrubs in the shape of a hedge. Anywho, back to your question, Naomi. I'm glad to hear that you're consistent with your exercise. It sounds like your goals are to incorporate some strength training to help stay functional and mobile with minimal risk for injury while keeping your heart healthy. And you don't want to become overly muscular. You also mentioned that you would like some clarification regarding rep ranges and sets. So, here we go. I'll start by saying that it's difficult for most of us to build too much muscle. Guys will tell me they don't want to get too big and that they just want to look like a Greek statue. Well, regardless of gender, the reality for most is that it actually takes quite a bit of work to look like a Greek statue. And to get too big, meaning overly muscular, it takes even more work than that. Not only that, but as we age, our muscles tend to shrink or atrophy. This starts to happen when we get into our late 20s and then accelerates from there. So it seems like so much is actually working against us when it comes to trying to build muscle or even too much muscle. But incorporating any form of strength or resistance training is always a good idea, regardless of your aesthetic goals. That's because these types of exercises help strengthen our bones, which is super important, especially as we age. And luckily, the American College of Sports Medicine, also known as ACSM, has some recommendations for those that would like to incorporate resistance training, but more for overall health and fitness as opposed to building all of that muscle. But before I get to that, I want to be sure I'm clear about the terms sets and reps. Reps is just an abbreviated version of the word repetition. Repetition or reps refer to how many times you repeat a movement. For example, how many times you lift a weight before putting it down. So let's imagine you're performing some resistance training. Imagine you're holding 20-pound dumbbells in each hand. You decide you want to perform some shoulder presses with those 20-pound dumbbells. So you lift the dumbbells so that you're holding each with your palms facing forward near your ears, you know, the starting position for a shoulder press. Once you're set in this starting position, you then engage your shoulders and press your arms over your head to full extension. Then you bring the weight back down to the starting position near your ears. The act of pressing the weights over your head and bringing them back down to the starting position would count as one repetition, or one rep. But because that first repetition was easy, you realize you're able to lift the weight, let's say another 7 times before you put the weight down to rest. This would mean you performed another 7 repetitions, or 7 reps. So you just lifted the weight 8 total times. Remember, you lifted that weight the first time, but that was so easy, you lifted it another 7 times. 1 + 7 = 8. All right, so after lifting the weight 8 total times, now you're feeling tired. So you put the weights down, you shake out your shoulders, and rest for 30 seconds. We would then say that you completed 1 set of 8 shoulder presses. Another way of saying that would be you completed 1 set of 8 reps. After the 30 seconds are up, you pick the weights up again and perform the same movement, shoulder presses, another 8 times. We would now say you performed 2 sets of 8 repetitions, or 2 sets of 8 reps. If you repeated this process yet another time, we would say you completed 3 sets of 8 reps. Okay, so the American College of Sports Medicine, ACSM, says if you want to incorporate some resistance training but don't want to get too big, then here are the reps and sets you want to aim for. They say no matter the exercise, aim for a weight that you can lift anywhere from 12 to 20 times. Another way of saying this is to find a weight that will allow you to perform 12 to 20 reps or repetitions. But you don't just perform 12 to 20 repetitions and then move on. You want to repeat this, so you do this 2 to 3 times. Or to put it another way, you want to perform 2 to 3 sets of 12 to 20 repetitions. So what you do is you lift the weight 12 to 20 times, then put the weight down and rest. This would be set number 1. ACSM recommends that if you want to incorporate some resistance training but don't want to get too big, rest for 30 seconds or less. Then grab the weight again and lift it another 12 to 20 times. This would be set number 2. And if you feel like it, pick the weight up again and lift it for another, you guessed it, 12 to 20 times. This would be set number 3. So, if you did this, you would have just performed 3 sets of 12 to 20 repetitions, or 12 to 20 reps. I hope that helped, Naomi. Now, even if someone is not too keen on building muscle, I still recommend everyone mix up their routines. So you can follow these guidelines that I just shared with you for a while, but to keep the body guessing a bit, it's good to add and remove weight to change the number of repetitions performed. Then mix up the sets too. Sometimes you can just perform 1 set and then move on. Other times, perform 5 sets. The advantage of doing this is that by mixing things up, you may be able to prevent injury while preserving muscle, not necessarily getting too big.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants.
So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Naomi. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.